What if the dangerous thing in a room isn't one bad analyst? It's a group of good ones who all agree. After a major intelligence failure, Israel put someone on the payroll whose full-time job was to disagree. Across the last series, competent states kept failing the same way. The experts settle on an answer, and nothing moves them off it. This is the first concrete fix anyone built for that. Not a vote, not a court, an in-house contrarian with a mandate to argue the other side. It's a good idea. It also has a clear limit. Where did it come from? 1973. Israel was caught by surprise in the Yom Kippur War, its worst intelligence failure. And the problem wasn't missing information. The warning signs were there. The analysts had settled on one assessment, that war wasn't coming, and read the new evidence to fit it. Why do capable people do that? Because agreement starts to feel like accuracy. When a room of experts converges, the consensus itself becomes the evidence, and the search for anything that contradicts it quietly stops. That's not really a knowledge problem. It's a structural one, which means structure can address it. So what did they build? A small unit known by an Aramaic phrase, Ipcha Mistabra. The opposite appears to be true. Its job is narrow. Challenge the official assessment, take the scenario everyone's dismissing seriously, and put the dissent on paper. A devil's advocate made permanent. The careful part is the wiring. To keep a professional critic from being overruled by the people he's criticizing, you place him outside their chain. The unit's head is a colonel who reports straight to the head of military intelligence, not to the research division he's there to challenge. Independence built into the structure, not left to goodwill. Does it work? Not on its own. On October 7th, 2023, before the Hamas attack, the head of that unit reportedly warned more than once that something was coming, and was overruled. The dissent was produced. The decision makers just weren't required to act on it. So here's the limit. You can create the critic, protect the critic, and give him a direct line to the top, but a warning is not a veto. If the people in charge can hear it and proceed anyway, the safeguard doesn't constrain them. It mostly records that they were warned. Mandated dissent improves what a system knows. It doesn't change what the people in charge are willing to do about it. So the first answer to experts you can't challenge is to build a challenger. It's worth doing, and it isn't sufficient by itself, because the final decision still sits with the people it was meant to check. Which is the problem the rest of this series keeps meeting. A guard only works if you can make him heard. So who makes the deciders listen?